Beloved friends, we continue our meditation on the two advents of our Lord Jesus Christ from the text in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 4. We read the words, "Out of him, that is out of the tribe of Judah, came forth the cornerstone, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him the absolute monarch or ruler." We have suggested that the first two titles particularly relate to the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth, but the last two relate to his second appearing, when he will come again. But now let us begin to consider the first precious title given in this scripture to the Lord Jesus. He is called the cornerstone. In the primary and interpretation as well as application, we do confess Christ as Israel's Messiah came to the earth to be the cornerstone, the foundation stone for the nation of Israel, his earthly people. He came to be established as their foundation stone to build upon him the nation of Israel in his glory. Christ the Messiah is Israel's cornerstone and foundation stone. Permit me to quote a prophecy from the book of Isaiah, chapter 28 and verse 16, where the prophet Isaiah wrote prophetically to say, "Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation for a foundation, a stone, a tested stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation." Now we know that Israel, unfortunately, rejected him who came to be their foundation stone. Did not they say, "Away with him? We will not have this man to reign over us"? And as John the Apostle writes in his Gospel chapter 1 and verse 11, he declares, Jesus came to his own people, his own nation, and his own received him not. But the day is coming, as we can read in Psalm 118 and verse 22, when there will be fulfilled this prophetic utterance, "The stone which the builders rejected is become the headstone of the corner." For when that day comes, when Israel, the godly remnant of the nation that will remain, when they see him whom they have pierced, when he comes again, then he will build the house of Israel, and he will be their national cornerstone. But may we go on to state, Christ is not only Israel's cornerstone as a nation, but also he is the foundation stone on which he is building his church today. You may remember that Peter in Matthew 16 confessed to the Lord Jesus, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then did not the Savior say to Peter, "Upon this rock," the confession that Peter made of him, "upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell or Hades shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16 and verse 18. Later on, when Peter wrote the first epistle to the early Christians of his day, did he not also refer to the fact that Christ is a living stone? "And ye also," to those believers he wrote, saying, "ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house." 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Yes, Christ is the cornerstone, the blessed foundation stone for the church. Did not the beloved Apostle Paul write also as we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 and 21, when writing to the church at Ephesus, say, "You are built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord." Unquote. So not alone for Israel, but also for the church, is this special title given to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came from the house of Judah, and he is the cornerstone upon which today and for many centuries he has been and is building his church. 'Tis blessed to know and to say what he quoted when he said to Peter, "Upon this rock, Christ, the Son of the living God, I will build my church." So may we point out two blessed facts. He is not alone the cornerstone and the foundation stone for the nation of Israel, though they rejected him, and he will yet be again their cornerstone. He is not only the cornerstone for the church, but may we add, if there is any individual person, whether that person be a Jew or a Gentile, who will build their hopes for eternity, then they must individually receive him as their cornerstone or foundation stone upon which to build. Do you remember that when the Apostle Paul went to Corinth, of which he writes in the first epistle to the Corinthians, when he went to preach the gospel to that heathen population, did he not declare that he would never preach but one subject, Jesus Christ and him crucified? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11, listen to the words that he wrote, "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. For not only is Christ the cornerstone for Israel, not only the cornerstone for the church, but for any man, woman, boy, young girl, who individually will believe upon the Lord Jesus as their Savior, they can say he is my cornerstone." I am certain that the old hymn may be very familiar to all that we quote now. You may have sung it, or you may have heard it. If not, listen to it carefully. "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand." My beloved listener, can you say Christ is my cornerstone? Upon him, the rock upon which I build for my hopes, for eternal glory. For you and for me it is either heaven or hell, but only through Christ, who is not alone the cornerstone for Israel and the cornerstone of his church, but for every man, woman, boy, and girl. He is the only one upon which every man, woman, boy, and girl must build their hopes and confidence to be in eternity with glory. I'm sure you remember that old hymn. Well did the Irishman say, and quite correctly did he say it, when they were singing in the open air, On Christ the solid rock I stand. Well did the Irishman confess to say, all other rocks are shamrocks. My beloved Christ, and him alone, his work of redemption upon the cross of Calvary, is the only safe foundation for your soul and for mine. And here we have the first precious title of Christ in Zechariah 10, verse 4, giving him the blessed name, the cornerstone. May I again repeat the solemn but the eternal truth. He is the cornerstone for Israel, their foundation stone. He is the cornerstone, the foundation stone for the church. And my beloved friend, He is the only cornerstone upon which you and I as an individual may be assured our hopes for eternity will be for eternal glory. My friend, can I ask the question? Is He your cornerstone? At His first advent, He laid down His life to be that for you as well as for me. Oh, may we remember the text that Peter preached following the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and His ascension back to heaven, when to the Sanhedrin rulers he declared of Christ, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 in verse 12. My beloved friend, here is a precious title that still stands. Christ is the cornerstone for the nation of Israel, and that will be proved someday. Christ is also the cornerstone for His church, and He's proving that today, and He will yet do it fully. And Christ is the only cornerstone for every man, woman, boy, and girl to be saved. We raise the question, what does this name mean to you? Can you genuinely, faithfully say, by God's grace, He, Christ, is my cornerstone upon whom I build for my hopes for eternity? Beloved and blessed God and our Father, what a precious title, belonging only to Thy dearly beloved Son. May by the Holy Spirit, who alone can make it real, may He do so to every heart of every listener today, in our Savior's name for His glory. Amen.